Is it Halloween?
No, not yet.
Well, what is it?
Something even scarier.
I was. I was.
It's Monday.
It's Monday?
Monday!
That's pretty scary.
Can I hear something scarier?
Get back to work.
Now that's scary.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's showtime.
Yes, it is a scary Monday. If you feel every Monday is scary, we'll mope about it coming up. Stay with us. So much to mope about. Maybe your NFL team lost. Maybe your favorite college team lost. World Series one step closer. Maybe they lost too.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
What a weekend. Hope you had a great one. Ours started on Friday with the Community College Summit. Look for the video on our Facebook page. Friday Night Football everywhere. Look for that on our WKOK Sports YouTube page in case you want to review the games or just watch them again. It's all good. Baseball over the weekend. Yeah, my Red Sox bowed out.
Here comes the 0-1. Fly ball in the left. That should do it. Astros!
So the Astros won, and they move on to the World Series out of the ALCS. And meanwhile, I couldn't believe how many Atlanta Braves fans there are in Central PA.
Now on the crowd, Swanson, he's got it to his feet. Throw to first. There it is!
First World Series since 1999. The Braves win the NLCS, and they're on to the World Series. So that's what you got stacked up. A lot of Facebook activity for the Braves over the weekend. I thought it was Shikalemi at first, and then I thought, wait a minute, they're talking about Atlanta. NFL football yesterday, college football the day before. Penn State loses. Youch! 8 overtimes? Ooh, painful. How about the University of Pittsburgh? Anybody talking about them? They beat Clemson. And in the NFL, everybody who was supposed to win lost, and everybody who was supposed to lose one. Crazy weekend. We'll talk about that coming up.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, coming up, we've got some late night TV from SNL. Stay with us.
The kids are back in school. See information.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A Star Wars themed house has been listed for sale in Florida, but in Florida, Star Wars theme just means it was owned by siblings who kiss.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Another weird weekend in the NFL. What is going on this season? If you're a Steelers fan, you had the bye because of last Sunday night's game, but the Eagles lose again. I mean, blowing up Facebook. The Ravens get crushed by the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, teams that usually were used to not being good are very good this year. And teams that are usually good or great are not getting it done. So that sounds like it's something to moan about on a Monday. If you have any moans this morning, Ford Fun Line's always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Moan about it and we could help you out with Dunkin' Donuts. Coffee and donuts, not a bad idea. But back to the football. Like, I'm not a betting man. Thank goodness.
And now it's time for this week's extremely uncommon NFL phrases.
Okay.
The Arizona Cardinals are 7-0.
What?
The Detroit Lions are 0-7.
So?
Those are this week's extremely uncommon NFL phrases.
And the Philadelphia Eagles are just kind of stuck in the middle with you, right?
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah. Coming up next, we've got the news. Rob's got the real sports. And AccuWeather. Still to come, flying the friendly skies is just weird. I know. I have a daughter who flew to London to live forever. We'll talk about it coming up. Stay with us. My daughter, my oldest daughter, left for London yesterday. Arrived early this morning, where she will work and probably live the rest of her life there. Who knows? But I was a nervous dad over the weekend just because she had to fly across the pond, where we live in an age where flying is very strange.
Welcome aboard Flight 242. As well as the usual safety precautions, we'd also like to remind you not to drape your hair over the back of your seat. That's a nuisance to those sitting behind you.
It actually happened, and it wasn't on her flight, though. Her big question was, can I bring my two 100-pound dogs on board, or do I have to crate them? What do you think the answer was?
WQKX.
Happy sad tears over the weekend. As a dad, I said goodbye to my oldest daughter, the television actress in Los Angeles, who flew to London to live and work. She drove from L.A. to Chicago with two 100-pound Alaskan wolf huskies in a rented car. And when she got to Chicago, she stayed overnight, got up early the next morning, which was yesterday, Sunday, and she flew to London with Casey and Ro, her two 100-pound pooches. She was funny. She said she had tried to bargain with the airline, saying, I will help you cook the food in first class if I could sit with my dogs. They said no. They had to be crated in very large crates and put down below in the cargo area. That's like her kids, these two 100-pound dogs. So she flew to London with her dogs and landed safely at 3 o'clock this morning. I got a text. I had more happy tears. Meanwhile, over the weekend, there was a female passenger who started an online fury when she posted a picture of another passenger on her plane draping her hair over the back of the seat, which actually her hair was so long it landed on the tray of the person behind her, and an argument ensued, and it's gone viral. Look it up. So this is why parents worry. I've wanted the best for my kids since I raised them. I said, go conquer the world, and now they are. Nowadays, I think, you know, taking three seats on a plane, you sitting in the middle and a 100-pound dog on each side wouldn't be a bad thing compared to passengers. I don't know. I could be wrong.
In the morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Are you kidding me? Facebook might change their name? Why? What is going on? I just stumbled on this. Nobody told me. I hate Facebook. I realize it's necessary, but it just gets on my nerves. Sometimes I call Facebook the Book of Faces because that's where it was supposed to start. It was supposed to be like a video yearbook, but look what it's become. A place where stupid people who used to eat paste when they were children could air their opinions. It's amazing.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
News is coming up next. Mark has that. Rob has the sports and AccuWeather as well. And who knows?
Keep your phone handy. Woo-hoo! Another Keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel keyword could happen anytime. Yeah! On 94KX.
7 o'clock hour looking sweet. Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning. As you roll out of bed on a Monday, if there's anything you're moaning about already, let us know. Toll-free line is open. We'll hook you up with Duncan. How's that? Oh, and speaking of Duncan, we've had name changes recently, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, just KFC. Dunkin' Donuts, now just Dunkin'. Facebook could be changing their name. Any ideas?
Here are some possible new names for Facebook. Teenage Wasteland.
Ooh.
Bunch of Suckers. Get Faced.
What?
Disinformation Land.
Yeah.
Time Suck.
Oh.
Facing McFaceboat.
Okay.
Your car warranty is up. Book.
No, not that.
And Evil Core. Those are some possible new names for Facebook.
Thank you for the help.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Morgan in the Morning with your keys to Cancun with Liberty Travel. A key coming up. Birthday Buddies, Movie Mike, and more.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
I feel like Monday is like I have to motivate everyone. Yeah, I moan about it Monday. We do this every Monday. If you got something you're complaining about, maybe it's the simplest thing like the Eagles lost again yesterday. Ouch. Or maybe it's I can't get the kids out of bed to go to school. It's foggy. It's weird out. Whatever your situation, Ford Fun Line always open. 1-800-326-94KX. Moan about it Monday. Could get you some help from Dunkin' Donuts. You know what else is motivational this morning? Getting out of here and getting to Cancun.
Woo! It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Morgan in the Morning keyword today is luxury, because we're talking, wow, luxury all-inclusive vacation. Luxury, your keyword. You don't know how to spell it on a Monday? Okay, L-U-X-U-R-Y.
Text that keyword now to 49330, along with your hometown, to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach, all-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Yes!
W-Q-K-X. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, some late night TV from SNL Weekend Update. You heard Mark talking about the Pfizer vaccine for kids. SNL has a different way of looking at it. Stay with us, birthday buddies and more. Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Pfizer also reported Friday that its COVID vaccine for children is 90% effective. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson reported that their COVID vaccine for children is just Capri Sun.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
It's that time.
Yeah. It is that time.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
The voice of Lynn Hall in the studio with us.
I am indeed.
Thank you for coming in every day at this time.
Not a problem.
To help out with birthday buddies, first we do the celebrity birthdays. Mm-hmm. You know, we always use the Katy Perry music bed underneath us. Katy Perry's birthday today.
Yeah. Oh, I had no idea. How old is Katy Perry?
She is 37 years old today.
Okay. All right.
Also, one of my favorite characters, it seems like we were doing The Office last week.
Mm-hmm.
We were. This week, it's Daryl, the maintenance guy's birthday. I love this guy. His real name, by the way, is Craig Robertson, and he's 50 years old today.
Put down the deposit. Do you understand how a deposit works?
Mike, I am not having fire eaters in a paper warehouse.
It's casino night, like Las Vegas. There are fire eaters all over the place.
Except my warehouse.
Well, actually, it's my warehouse.
Actually, it's owned by Beekman Properties, and Dunder Mifflin is 4 years into a 7-year lease.
Why are you here?
Why are you here?
I just love Daryl. just celebrating a birthday, Chad Smith, the drummer.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Very good. Yes. How did you know that?
I work in radio.
Okay. I didn't know that. Everybody knows John Anderson, though, from Yes. The best lead vocalist ever in that band.
He's great.
He's 77 years old. And right. Guess who is 93 today?
93?
Mrs. C. Mrs. Cunningham from Happy Days.
Oh, my.
Well, I'll do what everybody else does. I'll talk to Fonzie.
Gee, so you want to dance with the Fonz, huh? Join the club.
Hey!
Mrs. C.
Well, I didn't even know she was still around. That's
93
nice.
Years old.
Wow.
Wow. Let's take a look at the local celebs, or as Lynn calls them,
birthday buddies.
Actually, we all call them.
Well, yeah.
Happy birthday to Adrienne Fry. She is from Muncie. She's 31.
Alexandra Weiss is 25 today.
Happy birthday, Carol Pope from Sunbury, 46.
Another Carol. Carol Hummel from Bloomsburg, 61 today.
Krista Confair from Watsontown, 48 today.
Happy birthday to Elizabeth Bickert from Freeburg, 55.
Hallie Weichel is from Sunbury. She's 28.
Michelle Mance, 47 today. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Patty Schreffler. She's from Liverpool, 59.
Stephanie Hicks from Sealands Grove, 45 today.
Sue Johnson is 59 today.
Tracy Bowersox from Sealands Grove, 54.
And Vicki Spencer, 51 today. Happy birthday to all those local celebs. You can call them in. Ford Fun Line always open.
Yes, it is. There's also other ways. You can snail mail it if you want. You can email it if you want.
You can use that text club if you want.
If you want.
We're always here for you, each and every day at this time.
For birthday buddies.
It's birthday buddies. Yeah. WQKX.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
You ever wonder, like, how haunted house movies are basically just haunted house movies? They all, kind of like a Hallmark Christmas movie, they all have the same plot.
They're pretty much the same, yeah, the same plot, just different actors.
People move in and they find out the house is haunted. One wants to leave, the other wants to stay.
Exactly, and all kinds of mayhem ensues.
We'll investigate that with viral comedy coming up, Movie Mike and more. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Key to Cancun. The word is luxury. You should have texted already. If you didn't, 49330, the word luxury. Our key for the morning. Another key word coming up in the midday with Chad Evans. Speaking of coming up, Movie Mike is in the house. He's coming up. How are you?
I'm doing good, and it's Monday, so I hope we have some good viral comedy.
Yes, we do. We have a viral comedy that is so good. As a movie critic, I want you to watch it and critique it.
I can't wait.
It's basically dealing with scary haunted house movies and how they're all the same.
It's the perfect place for me to quit drinking, finish my novel, and really come to terms with that deer we hit on the way over.
And the tragic death of our son.
And the tragic death of our son.
Stand by!
Just a young gun. 94.1 WQKX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Okay, you ready, Mike?
I am.
I saved this one for you. Look at the opening scene. Doesn't it look like any horror movie you've ever seen?
Literally half the horror movies I see open with that shot, like a drone shot looking down on a car driving through a deserted road in a forest.
Where they bought a new house in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Welcome to your new home, Mr. Bad Husband.
Well, Laura, what do you think?
Oh, John, we're going to be so happy here.
From the writer of Unprecedented Happenings.
It's the perfect place for me to quit drinking, finish my novel, and really come to terms with that deer we hit on the way over.
And the tragic death of our son.
And the tragic death of our son, jeez.
Comes a new kind of terror.
I can feel it, John. Something is very wrong here. We have to get out. We can't afford to move, Laura. Do you have the slightest idea how much house prices have risen relative to income? But surely the government will build affordable social housing.
Doctor, my wife's insane.
Based on true events.
I'm what you might call a paranormal investigator.
And actual people that you shouldn't Google.
The allegations about me will spoil the movie.
No, seriously.
Seriously.
Insalubrious.
John? John, what do you see?
Ghosts.
That's off. That is just excellent stuff from Alistair Beckett King. He played every single part in the trailer.
He's good, and I'm not lying. I saw that movie like 2 weeks ago.
Did you really?
A movie that was almost identical to that trailer.
Viral comedy. Look it up later, okay?
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike's in the house, so you know that means entertainment report.
Yeah, and we got a little bit of a rough one this morning. Celebrity death and a celebrity illness, so I'll give you the scoop in just a few minutes.
Stay with us, Morgan in the Morning.
The new Nissans have arrived.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX entertainment report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
James Michael Tyler, who portrayed the neglected Central Perk barista Gunther on all 10 seasons of Friends, has died after a battle with prostate cancer. He was 59. The actor announced on the Today Show back in June that he had stage 4 prostate cancer that had spread to his bones. He said he was first diagnosed in September 2018 during a routine physical. He shared his story to encourage those with a prostate to get a first PSA blood test as early as 40 years old. Tyler appeared on 150 of the 236 episodes of Friends. No other actor recurred more often. And he was so funny on that show and such a great addition to it.
I hope you remember Gunther.
Yeah. So, what do you do when you're not working here?
You don't need to fill these silences.
Okay, thanks.
No! No, you can't go!
Listen, if you want to go, just go.
No, she'll yell at me again. Have you seen Chandler?
I thought you were Chandler.
But,
one of you's over there.
One of you's over there. He was so dry and said very few words, but very funny.
That was what was great about it. That's a hard kind of humor to pull off. He was so gifted at it. So a real shame there. That is James Michael Tyler, dead at the age of 59. Ed Sheeran announced yesterday that he has tested positive for COVID-19. He said, quote, "I'm now self-isolating. It means that I'm now unable to plow ahead with any in-person commitments." Now, by the way, it was just announced that Sheeran would be the musical guest on Saturday Night Live on November 6th with Kieran Culkin as the host. But that's 2 weeks away, so he could recover in time. If not, he will have to perform virtually or be replaced. Ed is this week's guest mentor on The Voice, but his segments were already taped. He's also coming out with his new album, Equals, on Friday. So if he's doing any promotional interviews for it, looks like it'll be a Zoom party for now. So we hope Ed Sheeran gets well very soon.
Stay safe there, Ed.
Absolutely. And looking at the box office, Dune topped it this weekend with $40 million, a good number in the pandemic. But, you know, Venom did $90 million in its opening weekend. So it's not, you know, it's a little...
way out there.
Yeah. Kind of got to put that in some context. Halloween Kills came in second with $14 million. No Time to Die was third with $11 million. The aforementioned Venom 2 was fourth with $9 million. And the family movie Ron's Gone Wrong opened to fifth place with only $7 million, which is a shame because this is a really charming movie that kids and their families are going to like. And parents are going to love the message of this movie, which is put down your device and go play with somebody else.
Go outside and play the yard, kid.
Yes.
Which movies did you see? Obviously that one.
I saw Dune and Ron's Gone Wrong, yes. And I, you know, if you had asked me 2 weeks ago, I would never have guessed that I would like Ron's Gone Wrong way more than Dune.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dune is a snooze fest.
So a preview for Friday, right there?
A preview for Friday, yes.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We've got the news. We've got the sports and the AccuWeather next hour. We've got the good news. It's Morgan in the Morning on a Monday. You got anything you need to moan about? Toll-free lines always open. The Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX. We'll see if we can hook you up. Hey, you just heard the news. Coming up, the good news, which is additional information on that turkey trot coming up on Thanksgiving Day in Mifflinburg. It's back, and it should be a lot of fun. Other good news was actually bad news for the kid who tried to rob a mini mart. The customer standing at the corner was a Marine.
My first thought was that it was an awfully small barrel. The situation had to be dealt with, and there was really only one way to deal with it. Picked my target and said, "That's the one I'm going for," and he took an extra step towards me. He was in my reach. I hit him in the gun before the keys hit the ground.
Boom!
QKX. QKX HD1 Sunbury.
Lesson learned there. That's not "and there it is," which is stupid news. That's actually the good news. We'll expand on that story coming up. Also on the way, Tom's top list. Stay with us. Tom's top gadgets for Christmas gift giving. Are we a little early on this? The answer is yes. Morgan in the Morning. On the way to work.
XKX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Oh, Tommy, it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Okay, you've heard of crazy engagements. How about proposing on a helipad while you're unloading a patient from a life flight copter? Really?
I could tell that she was very in the zone when she was wheeling her stretcher out to the helicopter. I could tell that she was in game mode, ready to pick up a real patient.
I really didn't even register what was going on until he dropped to a knee, and then it finally all clicked. He's asked me to marry him.
It was by far the most stressful day of my life, but it was very worth it.
Well, good luck, Jacob and Kelsey. I think it's a little weird time to get engaged, but nowadays, everything is videoed and everything goes viral. Speaking of video, hey, those cameras in mini marts really work. So when a couple of kids burst into one to rob it and the customer standing in line was a Marine, he took care of the deal.
My first thought was that it was an awfully small barrel. The situation had to be dealt with, and there was really only one way to deal with it. Picked my target and said, "That's the one I'm going for," and he took an extra step towards me. It was in my reach. I hit him in the gun before the keys hit the ground. That's how fast I moved. I'm a chubby guy, so I mean, I don't move that fast anymore. I've put on a couple pounds since the Marine Corps.
Well, you moved fast enough, James Kleiser. Congratulations. He took down one robber, the other one fled. And how about the turkey trot? Coming back to Mifflinburg on Thanksgiving Day. Go to runsignup.com or just email Mifflinburg Turkey Trot.
Good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
If you have something local going on that you think is good news, like that turkey trot, let us know. Send it to our news department and they'll get it here. It's good news every morning. Coming up, a late night soundbite from Bill Maher. Also, Tom's top gadgets for Christmas gift giving. Stay with us.
94KX.
Psychiatrists and pediatricians now saying there's a national mental health emergency with the young, with the youth of America, sullen, withdrawn, full of anxiety. And then COVID hit. But they say it's 10 times worse now. I heard a mother at the dinner table the other night say, honey, are you okay? You've barely taken a picture of your food.
Morgan in the Morning. Presenting Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Too early to talk about Christmas shopping? Well, evidently not. With everybody's fear of shortages and supply delays, here it comes, the top gadgetry for Christmas gift giving. A new phone that's 5G. Now, that's a given. Well, that's number one on everybody's list, including the number one gadget wanted for Christmas globally. Now back to the U.S. Video doorbells are coming in at number two. Sorry, not interested. Wireless headphones, great idea if you can get one that works all around the house. Smart exercise equipment like a Peloton, too expensive. A PlayStation 5, no, my kids are grown. Wearable fitness trackers like Fitbits and Apple Watches, now you're talking. I could use one of those. Smart speakers, I already have them. And man, are they cool. And finally on the list, an Xbox Series X. Don't know what it is? Don't care. There you go, gadgetry just in time for Christmas. WQKX. I actually know what an Xbox is, but I don't care.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Not one, not two, but three locations for Drinks for Pink as October is winding down. We'll tell you where and when. Stay with us.
WQKX.
We continue to paint the valley pink with Drinks for Pink. Wow, a triple header this week. Tuesday, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. See us out and about raising money for the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evangelical Community Hospital. It's a good time. All right, there's drink specials, usually pink drinks, and prizes to be given away, and proceeds benefit Evan. Check us out at Jackass Brewing. Every time I go to say the name of the place, I stop, because I'm old school. Could you say Jackass on the radio? Well, depends. We'll be at Jackass Brewing in Lewisburg tomorrow, 5 o'clock till 7. Bottorf's in downtown Sealands Grove Wednesday from 6 until 8. And then Thursday, late afternoon, we'll be hanging out at the Red Robin from 4 until 6. Drinks for Pink for a great cause and a lot of fun.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Our final shot before we say goodbye is some advice. It's almost like a, and there it is. If you're going to steal a dog, first of all, you shouldn't. Second of all, make sure he's not a therapy dog. All coming up, stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Parting shot here. Police arrested a woman in New Hampshire over the weekend for stealing a service dog at a Walmart. Just another reason why I don't go into Walmarts. They're full of scary, goofy, weird people. Well, anyway, the dog, which had the name Emmy Lou, was returned before the thief even left the store. The police chief explains.
Obvious that they were meant for each other. There was pretty powerful reunion, per se. She was very happy.
Number one, don't steal somebody's dog. Number two, a service dog is there for a reason, you morons. Come on now. W-Q-K-X.
All
right, I'm okay now. Chad Evans is coming up next. He's got another key to Cancun, a key word for you. Stay with us all day long as we wind down the Pets for Pink contest. We'll have a winner. And speaking of that, the party bus winner has been determined. And her name is Elisa Beaver. Congratulations, Elisa. You're getting on the party bus with yours truly and Sam Tyler this Sunday and heading to Shade Mountain.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.